And so I can see that there's hydrogen being produced by this supernova. And over here, the yellow-orange light is due to glowing atoms of sodium. It's the same sodium glow that we saw when I sprinkled the chemical into the fire. These ones here in the green part are iron, and down here in the violet part of the spectrum is calcium.
The question that baffled scientists for decades, though, was where did all the elements come from? The breakthrough came from the mind of a doughty Yorkshireman, Fred Hoyle.
The origin of the elements was a big question that scientists were trying to tackle 50 years ago. And Fred Hoyle and his colleagues thought that supernovae may be a key to unraveling the mystery.
At the time, this was a radical idea. But Fred Hoyle was never a stranger to controversy.
Fred Hoyle blows up stars by computer. This cosmic anarchist is the most controversial of theorists.
If you think there's a mystery about why stars explode, then you've got it all wrong.
Hoyle devoted 10 years of his career to proving his revolutionary theory on the origin of the elements. He deduced that red giants are alchemists, but he knew that they weren't hot enough to create all the elements. He thought the ferocity of the supernova's explosion, though, would make them the perfect.